On today's Monday edition of Farm Time, a portion of an interview I aired with farm broadcaster Max Armstrong on the early bird Saturday morning as I asked Max what he'd been finding from visiting with farmers.
Well, obviously, everybody wants to see improvement in price, commodity price, understandably, and elevated costs are still elevated. You know, there's a change of administration. Some are optimistic, some are upset about things, but I guess the thing that comes to mind for me, having talked with a lot of farmers, is they're thankful for some pretty good yields, especially on beans. Early planted beans seem to perform rather well for many of the farmers that I talked to this year. Many folks have already ordered their seed, already prepared for 2025 in that regard. Then they have some serious discussions this winter over, you know, what you're going to do for the next season. Maybe some discussions over family living expenses. You know, with things as tight as they are, that means that some of those talks over the kitchen table have to be a little more serious as you decide, okay, maybe we can't take this vacation. Maybe this is an expenditure for remodeling the house that we're going to have to wait for a season or two. That's agriculture. That's the way the industry has been historically, as you know, Mike.
As you have just basically indicated, many farmers are going to have to tighten the belt and sharpen the pencil.
You know, I talked to a lender just a few weeks ago about this very subject, and he said, the most important thing for me as a lender is that line of communication. He said, the worst thing for me is to have a surprise from the farmer, something that maybe he didn't share or she didn't openly share when they came to sit down with me, and just keep talking to us. Keep talking to us at the bank about how your situation is. You know your cost of production, know where you stand on that, and just keep the line of communication open. Of course, we're all playing the guessing game now, you know, the sweepstakes on the various other appointments in Washington that come into play. And, you know, you and I have seen a lot of different personalities in that ag secretary's job. And there have been some administrations where the EPA administrator has more impact on farmers than the Secretary of Agriculture does, depending on how the White House operates. So you have to look at a variety of positions, Food and Drug Administration, some parts of the country, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is larger than life and making decisions that affect farmers. You know, there's a whole picture that has to be watched.
You might recall communication was stressed in my recent interview with the CEO of Compeer Financial. On the calendar, the Illinois Farm Bureau meeting continues through tomorrow in Chicago. I'm Mike Perrine.